CLTV's afternoon edition with Tiki Julius. Here are our top stories. Cameroon's diplomatic prowess on the international scene is expected to record another dimension as former Prime Minister Philemon Yang competes in an election tonight to become President of the United Nations General Assembly with the entire African continent behind him. Hundreds of Muslims, pilgrims, still leaving the country today for Mecca in Saudi Arabia, have expressed gratitude to President Paul Biya for subsidizing their spiritual journey to the Holy City. The Minister of Sports and Physical Education, Professor Narcisse Mwele Kombi, says the indomitable lions of Cameroon are highly motivated and serene for victory against Cabo Verde in a 2026 World Cup qualifier to be played in Yaoundé on Saturday, June the 8th, 2024. Now, the news bulletin.
CRTV's afternoon bulletin with Gladys Tata. A roadmap of the new immunity execution of the Organization for the Harmonization of Business Law in Africa, OHADA, which stipulates that public corporate bodies can organize a simplified recovery procedures and enforcement measures has been presented in Yaoundé today. This was during the second international conference of OHADA, chaired by Professor Joseph Fomete from the University of Ngaoundere. Territorial Administration boss who doubles as president of the National Hajj Commission has saluted the professionalism and dignified manner with which Muslim pilgrims flying to Mecca were treated. Paul Atanganji was speaking in Douala today while overseeing that measures prescribed by the President of the Republic for the 2024 Hajj are respected. Some 342 pilgrims left this morning via the Douala International Airport after receiving the financial support from the head of state. The last 267 pilgrims are expected to leave Garoua at 4:55 p.m. this evening. The Steering Committee for the Restructuring of Regional Economic Communities in Central Africa is meeting in its sixth session in Yaoundé. Cameroon's Prime Minister, Head of Government Joseph John Gote, officially opened the meeting on behalf of the head of state. Participants from the 11 states in Central Africa are deliberating on ways of harmonizing the efforts of the three regional bodies, CEMAC, ECAS, and the Economic Community of Great Lakes countries for a better coordination of integration efforts in Central African sub-region. A four-day maiden national Women Entrepreneur Fair officially kicked off in Yaoundé this morning at the Esplanade of the Yaoundé City Council under the slogan Import Substitution and the Challenges of the Structural Transformation of the Cameroonian Economy. The opening ceremony was co-chaired by the Ministers of Women's Empowerment and the Family, Professor Marie-Thérèse Abena-Ondoa, and Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, Social Economy and Handicraft, Achille Basile-Kintroa. Employment and Vocational Training Minister Issa Chiroma Bakari and the National President of the Federation of Associations of Women Entrepreneurs in Cameroon also attended the ceremony. For some time now, Cameroonians across the country are experiencing worries over the nuisance caused by numerous phone calls and advertorial messages from mobile telephone companies. They say the links shared make them susceptible to cyber criminals, besides saturating their phones with unsolicited messages and information. And this press release from the Minister of Finance, which informs taxpayers and that the deadline for the electronic filing of statistical and tax returns and the payment of the related year-end tax balances for the 2023 fiscal year, initially scheduled for the 15th of May 2024, is expected to the 15th of June 2024 for taxpayers reporting to the Divisional Tax Center. He also recalls that the year-end tax balances shall be paid in bank transfer or electronic means or in cash exclusively at bank counters or authorized financial agents in localities where there are no bank branches. The taxpayers concerned are therefore invited to respect the deadline for payment of balances set for June 15, 2024, in order to avoid the inconvenience that would be caused applied to defaulters. However, the Minister of Finance specifies that the above extension does not concern the monthly declaration of spontaneous payments. The Minister of Finance is counting on everyone's fiscal civic mindedness. And this press release has been signed, Louis-Paul Motaze, Minister of Finance. East Governor Gregoire Vongo has chaired the Administrative and Security Coordination meeting for the first half of 2024 in Bagofit Opanyong Division. He called for more vigilance from defense and security forces and collaboration from the population for peace and serenity to continue to reign in the region. According to reports from all top-ranking administrative and security officials of the region, there's relative calm. Cameroon's candidate for the International Office of President of the 79th session of the United Nations General Assembly, His Excellency Philemon Yang, will stand for election at 8:45 p.m. local time tonight. The candidacy of the Cameroonian diplomat is supported by the entire African continent. Tonight's election of Philemon Yang is already being perceived as a major diplomatic victory for Cameroon and President Paul Biya, who is rallying international support efforts to guarantee victory for its country's candidate. Out of Cameroon, an Israeli airstrike on a UN school packed with displaced Palestinians in central Gaza has reportedly killed at least 35 people. The head of the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, which runs the school, described the incident as horrific. Meanwhile, dead and wounded people were rushed to the Al-Aqsa Matthias Hospital in the nearby town of Deir al-Balah. And in sports and physical education minister, Professor Narcisse Moele-Kumbi, has called for general mobilization behind the Indomitable Lions, who are continuing training in Yaoundé ahead of Saturday's clash against Cabo Verde at Ahmadou Ahidjo Stadium. He equally underscored the importance of all actors involved in the organization of the Cameroon 2 World Cup qualifiers to exercise a high sense of sacrifice, abnegation, and team spirit to secure victory for the Indomitable Lions. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRT this afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
The candidacy of Cameroonian-born diplomat Philemon Yang for the important office of the president of the 79th session of the United Nations General Assembly will be put to test tonight with an election. His expected election is already being perceived as a major diplomatic victory for Cameroon and President Paul Biya, who is championing international support efforts for Cameroon's candidate with the entire African continent behind him. Unity Palace correspondent Amin King Edward says Philemon Yang's candidacy adds to the long list of President Paul Biya's diplomatic victories at home and abroad.
One of President Paul Biya's visions for Cameroon, he assumed office at the Supreme Magistracy of the state in 1982, was the modernization of every aspect of national life with a view of positioning the country at the center of global attention and to open windows of opportunities for his compatriot at home and on the international scene. This lofty vision, over 40 years down the lane, has permitted Cameroon to create close to 50 diplomatic missions abroad, embassies and consulates in strategic countries across the globe, and close to 100 diplomatic representations and international organizations resident in Cameroon. This alone makes Cameroon a major stakeholder in the global conversation with the impulse of the country's chief diplomat, President Paul Biya, through whom Cameroon has been making its voice heard loud and clear on questions of global concern. President Paul Biya, the very discreet and very enigmatic leader, a beggar of peace, if you will, has in his disposal rich diplomatic toolbox with an extraordinary potential to build bridges and initiate peaceful settlements of conflict. Who could have imagined Cameroon's victory over the Bakassi Peninsula against Africa's economic giant, Nigeria? Who could have imagined Cameroon as a first-choice destination for international conferences, sports competitions, and benchmarking for countries in quest of better performance. Who could have imagined the impressive number of Cameroonians holding converted positions in international organizations, and the list continues with the most recent in the pipeline, Cameroonian-born diplomat Philemon Yang from Oko in the northwest region of the country as Africa's candidate for the post of president of the 79th session of the United Nations General Assembly. Of course, the chief diplomat, President Paul Biya, has been championing, as usual, international support effort for Philemon Yang's candidacy and for yet another diplomatic success story for Cameroon and for Africa.
Amin King Edward. The Prime Minister, head of government, Joseph John Guterres, has highlighted the need for countries of Central Africa to align to the global trends of regional integration. He was speaking today in Yaoundé while representing President Paul Biya at the opening of the seat meeting of the Steering Committee for the Restructuring of Regional Economic Communities in the sub-region. Details with our Star Building correspondent, Christian Chiatam.
Three regional economic bodies define and coordinate development and integration efforts in Central Africa, CEMAC, ECAS, and the Economic Community of Countries of the Great Lakes region. Despite being three in number, they have not succeeded in solving the problems of the sub-region, which counts amongst the poorest and the least integrated in the world. The Steering Committee for the Restructuring of Regional Economic Communities in Central Africa, currently meeting in Yaoundé, was set up on the instruction of heads of state of the sub-region to draw a roadmap which will define actions to harmonize policies and integration instruments and eventually lead to a single regional economic body for Central Africa. During the opening of the sixth session today, various speakers hammered on the necessity for countries in Central Africa to speak with one voice. The president of the AU Commission, represented by Professor Mokoko Mbonjo, said Central Africa needs to align to the AU's vision of creating a single economic bloc and monetary union by boosting its integration efforts. The presidents of the CEMAC and ECAS commissions, Balthazar Engonga Ijo and Gilberto da Piedade Verissimo, also recognized the need for a harmonious integration in the sub-region. The prime minister, head of government, who represented President Paul Biya, said there is need for a paradigm shift in the Central African sub-region. Joseph Dion Gute said at a time when the world is pushing for integration and the African Union opting for integrative projects, the Central African sub-region must take the cue. The PM urged participants to tap from their knowledge and experience during discussions in the different commissions in order to draw up a transition plan towards a new regional organization. Joseph Dion Gute told participants that President Paul Biya, who was given the mandate of conducting the rationalization of integration efforts in the sub-region, and his peers expect palpable solutions which will bring fresh perspectives to integration efforts in Central Africa. Christian Cheatam, CRTV, the Yaoundé Hilton.
Muslim pilgrims heading to Saudi Arabia for the 2024 Hajj have been urged to pray for peace and unity in Cameroon and for its leader, President Paul Biya. The Minister of Territorial Administration, President of the Hajj Commission, Paul Atanganji, was speaking while bidding goodbye to the last group of pilgrims traveling via the Douala International Airport. Alben Jembon, the reports from Douala.
A busy day at the Douala International Airport with excited queues of Muslim pilgrims ready for boarding. With a show of a photocopy of a passport, the pilgrims sign out their financial grants decided by President Paul Biya.
This is a surprise for everyone because, you know, the journey we're going is a big journey and it's for prayer. So the gift he do to us is only God can pay him.
Paul Atanganji, accompanied by administrative authorities, led by Littoral Governor Samuel Dieudonné Ivab Diboa, get to witness the payments, asking questions for clarity in the process. All in a bid to ensure that presidential prescriptions to reserve a dignifying trip for Muslim pilgrims to Mecca and back are respected. The member of government reiterates President Paul Biya's message of goodwill and solidarity before takeoff. Halidu Manu is a Muslim guide.
We really thank the head of state. This help just come for the good moment for all our Muslim community who are going to the Holy Land to pray. That means the head of state put all his eye and his ear to the Muslim community. And when we are there, we should pray to Cameroon, to prosperity and the peace. And we will pray also for the head of state to be in good health and to God provide him a knowledge to guide us again.
342 Muslim pilgrims boarded the Airbus 350 of Ethiopian Airlines with a promise to also pray for peace and unity in Cameroon and for its leader, President Paul Biya. Yannick Ayagma, Albert Njembonde, on special assignment, Douala.
Here now is the reaction of Minister Paul Atanganji reiterating the goodwill message of President Paul Biya, an excerpt selected by Albert Njembonde.
Dear pilgrims, I have come now today to greet you because President Paul Biya has asked me to come and supervise this last departure and to bring back the report that everything is moving smoothly. I've discussed with the cabin crew, the flight captain, and I think that from all indications, things are moving perfectly because they have done a wonderful job. They have respected the flight schedule. All the flights are leaving on time. So we wish you the best. Go and bring your blessings for your family members, for Cameroon, and for the head of state who has done a lot for this hatch to be successful. So once again, I want to thank you for all what you are going to do and all what you are asking from the Almighty that he should give it to you. Yes.
Territorial Administration Minister Paul Atanganji speaking there. The Minister of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, Social Economy and Handicrafts, Ashi Basilikan III, says the government will always support women empowerment projects to improve local production, which is essential for inclusion and sustainable development. He was speaking in Yaoundé today while opening the Maiden National Women Entrepreneurs Fair in Cameroon. Ngu Henry reports.
According to the promoter of the four-day Maiden National Fair, who doubles as president of the Federation of Associations of Women Entrepreneurs in Cameroon, FASFECAM, Elisée Ndamani, it is a platform for consultation, dialogue, and exchange of ideas on how to promote female entrepreneurship in Cameroon. The Minister of Women's Empowerment and the Family congratulated her on actions towards women economic empowerment. Minister Marie-Thérèse Abena Ondua describes the event which has brought together women entrepreneurs from the 10 regions of Cameroon as an interministerial effort to encourage public-private partnership, while regretting the fact that most women entrepreneurs in the country are still in the informal sector. The Minister of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, Social Economy and Handicraft, Ashir Basilikan III, says the government will always support women empowerment projects to improve their local production, which are essential for inclusion and sustainable growth in the country. Ministers Marie-Thérèse Abena Ondua and Ashir Basilikan III, who were accompanied by their colleague of employment and vocational training, Issa Chiruma Bakari, officially cut the symbolic ribbon before visiting the exhibition stands. Participants will be drilled on how to improve and develop local production.
Ngu Henry, and as you heard in that report, the Minister of Women's Empowerment and the Family, Marie-Thérèse Abena Ondua, has congratulated the organizer of the fair on actions to promote female entrepreneurship in the country. Take a listen in this interview selected by Ngu Henry.
At this opening ceremony of the National Women Entrepreneur Fair, placed under the theme Import Substitution and the Challenges of the Structural Transformation of the Cameroonian Economy, permit me to express my gratitude to Mrs. Elisée Ndamani, President of the Federation of Associations of Women Entrepreneurs of Cameroon, FASFECAM, and promoter of this event.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRTV's afternoon edition on the national station in Yaoundé. Many inhabitants of Yaoundé have expressed disgust with the volume of random messages that invade their mobile phones daily from various network providers. They say besides the destruction that it causes to them, many times in a day, the codes and links shared also make them susceptible to cyber criminals. Karen Kubon compiled their views in this report.
From random telephone calls, junk SMSs, to the popping up of various push notifications, mobile phone users in Yaoundé say they are getting exasperated with network providers constantly invading their spaces with unrealistic offers.
Like 5 messages that I've already received this morning telling you it will do this and become that, as if we bought phones to become beggars.
I hate particularly those messages that come proposing that you gamble.
You receive calls from strange numbers. You are forced to pick because you don't know who is calling. Behold, it's calling you to advertise.
And sometimes some of those messages come to you that you have subscribed to things that you're not aware of.
While mobile network providers try to capitalize on their platforms as a sure means to advertise new offers to their clients, telephone users say they could spare them the anarchy prevailing in the world of hackers by generating statistics from their database and discreetly rewarding deserving customers.
If you are qualified and want to give you data, they offer you the data without telling you that do this and become this.
You need to look at their system to see that this particular contact already downloaded and subscribed to this app. I mean, they should know this and not begin to send me the same messages over and over again. It's disturbing.
Most of these links they send has given a gateway to hackers to send links, and when you click into them, you find your mobile money account hack.
As mobile network providers make use of their millions of subscribers as an easy advertising platform, both for their services and other brands, users believe that the links, codes, and offers regularly proposed by operators have most times exposed them to cyber criminals.
Thanks, Karim Kubong. And experts in information technologies advise that people should verify the authenticity of any entity that forwards text messages or emails to the phones, promising opportunities with high returns. Kelly Ebeng had a chat with Nze Alfred Steve, a network security engineer and IT expert, who in the following excerpt of an interview highlights methods used by fraudsters to scam people and how to avoid them.
Firstly, you should check the sender's number or name, because scammers often use random or unofficial numbers and name. Official SMSs often come from recognized short codes or verified contact numbers. Secondly, you should be worried about SMSs that always give you a sense of urgency, such as act now, or if a link tells you that the UN offers $1,000 to whoever clicks on that link and register. Rather than following the link, you should go to the official website of the UN and check for the information there. Scammers generally get access to people's numbers through third parties. For example, when you give your phone to a phone repairer, you are not sure whether the phone repairer himself is a scammer or is associated to a scammer. If you fall victim to a scam, the first thing you should do is cease all communications with a scammer. The second thing is to keep records of all communications and transactions which you carry out with a scammer. You should report to the local police or the telephone network carriers. Change the password for any online account which has been compromised. You should use strong unique password for each of those accounts. The last thing you should do is to learn about common scams so as to avoid falling victim again.
Nze Alfred Steve, a network security engineer, speaking to the CRTV. A 3-day conference on combining indigenous knowledge with digital technologies for a sustainable future has opened at the Catholic University for Central Africa. Experts from the Central African chapter of the Association for Information Systems are brainstorming on how they can incorporate indigenous knowledge in the way technology is developed or used for sustainable development in the sub-region. Lekiate Gertrude Asongazi reports from CRTV Center.
The conference brought together delegates from 11 countries in Africa who are brainstorming on ways through which Africans could develop technologies to their advantage by incorporating indigenous knowledge. Professor Yvonne Christian Elanga is the Dean of the Faculty of Social and Management Sciences in UCAC.
The purpose is first to let them meet and exchange, and also for our students. This is an opportunity for them to learn how to network with some scholars on the level of information systems. projects.
The president of the Kakayas Conference, Professor Ransom Bawak, insisted that there is need to develop indigenous knowledge on technologies used by Africans.
Do you realize that most of the technologies we use in our communities here are actually imported technologies? And they do not usually take into account the realities we have in Africa. So the whole idea of this conference is to conceive how we can integrate the way we think in the way technology is built.
By the end of the 3 days training, local researchers from Africa are expected to be abreast with the stakes and trends in technology, which is fast advancing, like artificial intelligence, which keeps evolving. This will help them in research carried out in Africa to render the continent more sustainable. Lekiate Getrude Asongazi, CRTV News Center.
The East region is said to be doing well. This is what emerged from an evaluation in the administrative and security coordination meeting of the region chaired by the East Governor Grégoire Mvogo in Bagofit in the Upper Nyong Division. The administrative and security coordination meeting for the first half of 2024 was an opportunity to make necessary corrective measures for the smooth functioning of the region. Details with Celestine Sumbele.
In the face of the insecurity challenges that the East region is exposed to, especially with border countries, it has been revealed that the security situation of the region is perfectly under control. East Governor Grégoire Mvogo made the declaration after the traditional administrative and security coordination meeting in Bagofit in the Upper Nyong Division. The East region is doing well. In terms of security, there is a progressive improvement on a daily basis. We also measured the socio-economic atmosphere of the region in a meeting that grouped the four SDOs, stakeholders involved in the development process, all regional delegates. Was an opportunity for the governor to take new necessary corrective measures that will enhance the smooth functioning of the region.
S'agissant du fonctionnement de l'administration,
concerning administrative management, we noted some few mishaps, and there I gave a firm recommendation, that is to fight against administrative tolerance.
Contre le relativisme administratif.
The 2 days gathering that was honored by Minister Joseph Le, elite of the locality, witnessed the decoration of Joseph Bertrand Marché, SDO of the Upper Nyong Division, with the medal of commander of the Cameroon Order of Valor. Celestine Sumbele, CRTV, Bagofit.
On to sports, the Minister of Sports and Physical Education has challenged all those tasks with preparations ahead of two FIFA World Cup qualifiers to pit the indomitable Lions of Cameroon against Cabo Verde and Angola to put the interests of the nation first. Minister Narcisse Muelle-Kombi was speaking this afternoon in Yaoundé during the second preparatory meeting ahead of those confrontations. Ben Collins Nyeberu is standing by at the conference center of the Ministry of Sports and Physical Education with updates. Hello, Ben Collins.
Hi, Teke Julius. Good afternoon and welcome to the conference hall of sports and physical education that is now empty. The conference hall that was full to capacity a few minutes ago. And like you said, it was the second meeting ahead of two FIFA World Cup qualifiers against Cabo Verde and Angola. And the meeting just ended. It was chaired by Minister Narcisse Muelle-Kombi, who reminded the different stakeholders tasked with the preparations ahead of two crucial confrontations that pragmatism, volunteerism, and optimism are some major ingredients for a successful organization, while assuring participants that the indomitable Lions of Cameroon are in fine shape ahead of Saturday's clash against the Blue Sharks of Cabo Verde. The sports boss said the interest of a state was reigned supreme. Minister Muelle-Kombi also prescribed sacrifice, abnegation, team spirit, and general mobilization behind the flagship team of Cameroon. He underscored the need for high sense of frank and sincere collaboration. Less than 48 hours to the Cameroon versus Cabo Verde showdown. As recommendations, he called on officials of the Cameroon Football Federation to create favorable conditions that will permit the coach of the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon and team to exercise their duties. Minister Muelle-Kombi also invited FECAFOOT officials to communicate, mobilize funds behind the team, and transmit the list of stadium. All these recommendations, the sports boss punctuated them with a reminder of the head of state's message of February 10, 2024. Achille Bia,
Ben Collins Nyeberiwo, CRTV News, the Conference Hall of the Ministry of Sport and Physical Education.
Ben Collins Nyeberiwo, concluding the news, and CRTV's afternoon edition was presented by TK Julius. Here now is a summary of the news in the French language with Bernadette Messomo.
Bon après-midi, Madame, Monsieur. L'intégration continentale, le marché commun, la monnaie unique, la fin de la multi-appartenance et la superposition des organisations communautaires régionales pour une économie des moyens et une efficacité commune, gage de développement de la région Afrique centrale, c'est le vœu des parties prenantes à la sixième réunion du Conseil des ministres du Comité de pilotage de la rationalisation des communautés économiques régionales en Afrique centrale qui plaide pour l'aboutissement à une communauté économique plus forte et mieux structurée. 500 cas de smishing, l'arnaque par message, ont été recensés en 2023 au Cameroun pour plus de 100 millions de francs CFA de butins frauduleux. Ces chiffres sont de l'Agence nationale des technologies de l'information et de la communication. Au plan juridique, l'article 82 de la loi du 21 décembre 2010 régissant les communications électroniques au Cameroun stipule que les auteurs d'arnaque par SMS risquent de 1 à 5 ans de prison et jusqu'à 200 millions de francs CFA d'amende. L'esplanade de l'hôtel de ville de Yaoundé abrite depuis ce matin la première édition du Salon national de l'entrepreneuriat féminin. L'événement, qui s'étale sur 3 jours, a pour thème l'import-substitution face aux enjeux de la transformation structurelle de l'économie camerounaise. Un plaidoyer pour une grande implication des compétences féminines dans la dynamisation du secteur productif. Hajj 2024, la dernière vague de pèlerins à destination de la Mecque a quitté le Cameroun ce jour sous le regard du ministre de l'administration territoriale, par ailleurs président de la commission nationale du Hajj. Avant leur départ, Paulatin Ganji les a encouragé les 342 fidèles musulmans qui ont ainsi quitté le Cameroun pour accomplir le 5e pilier de l'islam à ramener des bénédictions pour le Cameroun et le chef de l'État, Paul Biya. Enfin, sport, football, pragmatisme, volontarisme et optimisme. C'est sur ce triptyque que le ministre des Sports et de l'Éducation physique place les 2 prochaines sorties des Lions indomptables. La préparation de cette rencontre appelle une grande mobilisation des sacrifices, de l'abnégation et un esprit d'ouverture. Ainsi s'exprimait le ministre des Sports et de l'Éducation physique qui présidait ce jour la 2e réunion préparatoire aux rencontres qui vont opposer le Cameroun au Cabo-Verde le 8 juin et le 11 juin à l'Angola. Madame, Monsieur, merci de rester à l'écoute des programmes du Poste national.